So if I was in that demographic, which I'm happy to say I'm not yet, but it will be hopefully sometime, how would I decide when to do it? It's just whenever my Medicare, whenever I've been on there for a year, and then I just schedule at my convenience. I can schedule it at the clinic, and I don't have to ask for anybody special. I just say I want my Medicare wellness check, and who am I going to see? Is that going to be one of the providers?
It'll be a nurse.
Okay.
Nurses are able to do that. And yes, you would schedule, and they would put you in the nurse's schedule at any time at your convenience. So it's nothing that has to happen right away, right after your 12 months.
Right.
You have that leisure to do that. And you will probably be sent a packet of paperwork generally to fill out. So it helps us get started, and then the visit won't be so long. The visits generally run between 40 and 50 minutes, and sometimes an hour for some folks. It just
Oh, great.
depends.
That was my other question, is how long would it take? So that's great. And then I could do it at either clinic.
You can do it at either clinic. Yep, we have a nurse and several nurses now that are able to perform this annual wellness visit, and people so far love it. They absolutely love it.
So that was the other thing I was going to ask is, so what's the benefit? Is that getting me in more regularly so that I am preempting more serious illnesses, or what, why, like, say I wasn't convinced that I should bother with this. What would you tell me that why it's a good reason for me to do it?
I guess the best reason is prevention. So
Okay.
we're taking a look at your overall health and anything that might affect your health and your access to health care. And then we would try to set up a plan, a care plan specific to your needs, and we would check in with you and every year or whenever you needed. And it would prevent you probably from having to see the doctor so much. It hopefully prevent you from having to go into the hospital, potentially being able to catch some of these things and stay on top of it with you as a team member, you being in the center of the team and, directing the rest of the team and what your needs are.
Oh, that sounds great. And I just had another question. Oh, so you said this is a new program,
This
correct?
is a new program to Sunshine Clinic.
Yes. And
Yes.
then have you already started it? Like, I could call this afternoon?
We
Okay.
started in February.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And we have a designated nurse schedule at each clinic, and they'll put you in when it works for both the nurse schedule and yourself and get things started. And it's the nurses really love it as well, to be able to spend that time with patients and really get to know them. And it also then it helps your team, because then that goes to your primary care provider, whomever you see at the at either clinic, and they're able to have more information. So when you see them next, they have
Oh, so this also goes into my database,
that goes
essentially.
into your electronic health record.
My
Yes.
health record, yeah. And is it partially funded by Medicare, or like how does that, or is it, how, what's the.
It is 100%
Oh, okay.
covered,
Oh, okay.
as
So
long
this is
as
at no
you're
cost to me.
right. It's
Oh,
no
okay.
cost to you as long as you're
Part of my
outside
benefit.
of that 12, that 12 months, first 12 months that you start your Medicare Part B.
And then I can come once a year.
You can come once a
Oh,
year for
and then
your
of course
annual wellness.
other things, I can come whenever I need to.
Absolutely.
Great. Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds fabulous. And so we were talking a little bit beforehand that you've got some other new programs that aren't maybe happening yet, but are going to be happening soon. You want to tell us a little about that?
Yeah, so there's another Medicare service called Chronic Care Management that we're working on, and hopefully we will be able to get up and running by the end of summer, maybe fall. Just depends on all of the pieces being put together correctly. But that is something that people can choose to participate in, wherein the case management team, which is led by a registered nurse and a team of clinical folks, and they check in with you every month, and they help coordinate a lot of your care as well, along with all of these pieces together, your annual wellness visit and your annual, check with your provider as well for your health concerns. They're able to just integrate all the pieces of your health care if you have special services that you have in regards to in regards to specialists or home care products, equipment, they can kind of help you piece all those things together. So it's a nice service that Medicare provides. This one is not 100% covered. It's just there's a 20% copay and any deductibles with that, but it's very low.
And the reasoning for this is prevention as well, or keeping things from getting worse. So when you're talking about chronic conditions, you're talking about things like diabetes, mm-hmm. high blood pressure.
Correct.
And you're helping me stay on top of that.
Yep.
I know just, from dealing with some of my family members that sometimes we'd let those, things slip or mm-hmm. they aren't managed as well. Partly, I think, from not understanding. I'm always surprised with my mother that mm-hmm. there's certain things she doesn't necessarily understand how it works and why one thing might be more helpful than other. Even mm-hmm. I find even with nutrition, like, I need to eat more iron. What has iron? That kind of stuff.
Exactly. So we cover all of that. It's, like I said, it's very comprehensive. And I think it's a great program. And now I've lost my train of thought.
Well, that education piece, I think, as we get, I think even when we're young, to understand how our bodies work and how our conditions, and some of those things are genetic. We didn't do anything wrong. We just have them. Mm-hmm. But if we can manage them in a way that minimizes their impact on our healthy lifestyle, that's the tip, right, for the healthy living, is to not let things that don't need to get serious
mm-hmm. That. Exactly. And so for Medicare, we can let you know, you qualify for, you haven't had your colonoscopy yet, or, you can be able to get a nutrition counseling. We let them know about what is available to them in regards to preventive care. You're due for this vaccination, or to help you so you don't get pneumonia or influenza. And we tailor it, though, to each patient depending on what their needs are and what's available to them. So they learn a lot as well. Mm-hmm. We give them lots of information. We also provide them with, living will, power of attorney, help them work through that.
Oh, that's great.
And resources in their communities here and in Alaska in general for that age group.
Okay. So I have a question. What if you're not in that age group? Are those things that, could I pay for a visit and go get similar services as someone under 65? Like if I wanted to?
If you wanted to pay for it, you could certainly.
Get those same tip or, get that same care level.
When you're in there, you could ask for nursing education or nursing counseling, and that's, you could bring those concerns to the nurse. In working with your primary care provider, we just work through that and set it up for you, what your needs are, what you're asking, what your inquiries are for your health care.
Mm-hmm.
And we can search out those things according to your age group and what's available to you.
Oh, because there might be other services that I wouldn't know about. Oh, that's
exactly
great. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like that nursing, what do you call it, nursing education?
Yeah, nursing education, nurse counseling. It's a piece a lot of times that sometimes the providers don't have time to do,
uh-huh.
and the nurses do have. And so now that we have a case management team with a registered nurse, those are things that they're also developing as all the resources available to folks and being able to provide those to the people in our communities.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Great. So is there anything else we should know about what's happening at the clinic? Any new things that are on the horizon? Or?
Lots of new things, yeah. We're always
in the
working.
Last couple minutes that you can tell us about?
Yeah, there's lots of new things always. We're striving to do things better and make our communities healthier always. So there's we're working on nutrition programs. We're working on Coumadin programs where we have Coumadin clinics instead of, so things are better managed.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do you have a nutritionist on staff?
We do not.
A nurse?
So I have an integrated nutrition health coaching certification. And then we have Jen Hales, who is working on her nutrition degree. I think a bachelor's in nutrition or I could be in.
Okay. So there are people on staff, and you can also send people to those resources.
Absolutely.
If that's something that they're concerned with or wanting to learn more about.
Absolutely.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, great. Well, I think we are almost finished up. If there's anything else you want to let us know before we say goodbye.
Well, thank you for having us, and thank you for inviting Sunshine Clinic to share what they're doing.
Well, great. We appreciate you coming in and keeping us informed. So thanks to Deronda, and 2 weeks from now, we'll have another Tips for Healthy Living, and I look forward to hearing what more we can learn.